AP News, I'm high up in 20. It's Christmas and Pope Francis has given his annual address. He called for peace and celebration during diverse conditions. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the latest.
The Pope invoked the holy door of St. Peter's Basilica, which he opened to launch the 2025 Jubilee as representing God's mercy.
Ci chiama al rinnovamento.
The Jubilee calls us to spiritual renewal and commits us to the transformation of our world so that this year may truly become a time of jubilation. In Bethlehem, hundreds gathered at the midnight Christmas Mass, where Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzabella was present while the buzz of Israeli drones was heard outside. Pakistan's Karachi Christian community joined Mass across the city, with a church leader affirming their freedom and security. Meanwhile, in Syria, scores of Christian worshippers celebrated Christmas Mass in downtown Damascus at the Cross Church.
The NFL still rules when it comes to television ratings. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
A pair of Saturday NFL games drew a much larger viewing audience than college football for the rollout of the sport's 12-team playoff. First up was the game between SMU and Penn State that averaged 6.4 million viewers, compared with the Texans-Chiefs game in the NFL that more than doubled that average with 15.5 million viewers. The next college playoff game was Clemson and Texas. That drew 8.6 million viewers on TNT, compared with 15.4 million for the Steelers-Ravens contest on Fox. College football games not competing with the NFL did much better on Saturday night, with the Tennessee-Ohio State game pulling in just over 13 million viewers.
An Azerbaijani airplaner with 67 people on board crashed near the Kazakhstani city of Aktu, leaving at least 32 survivors. This is AP News. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports on how some celebrities celebrate Christmas.
Like many people, John Boyega goes home for Christmas. In his case, it's Africa.
We go down to Nigeria for something called Dirty December. Everybody from the diaspora flies over to Lagos. They do some time in Ghana and sometimes go to South Africa.
Michelle Yeo says her Christmas traditions are simple.
The only tradition that we have is family. So I always go back to Malaysia to be with my mom.
Kristen Chenoweth says her holiday tradition is about food.
My mom is a great cook. I am not. And she makes a great pumpkin roll. And every year she says, let's make our pumpkin roll. We pretend that I participate, but really I'm just there for moral support.
The Mega Millions jackpot has surpassed $1 billion after no ticket matched all six numbers drawn on Christmas Eve. That means the estimated jackpot for Friday's drawing is $1.15 billion. I'm Haya Pinjwani. This is AP News.